This is Here's Your Stories, episode 3. Today's story is called When Angel Food Cake Flies. Once upon a time, there lived a man who loved to gossip. His name was John. He lived in a small village, but the other people in that small town did not appreciate that he was great at gossiping. They disliked it. But next door to John's house, there lived a clever woman who disliked him gossiping most. One day, she was planning a surprise party for her daughter-in-law, but John peeked through the window. "Hey, let me in. Why are you planning a party?" he asked. "Well, it's for my daughter-in-law. Please don't tell," she said it worriedly. "I'll be right back. I just need to go on some errands," he said warningly. She thought very quickly he might ruin her surprise party and tell if he went on errands. "No, please. Can your errands wait? I would like to go swimming with you in, say, half an hour." "Oh boy, I love swimming. See ya." Do 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 do. You'll hear the rest of the story after a quick break. Circle Round is one of NPR's many podcasts. Become a podcast fan and subscribe. Do 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 do. Ready to hear the rest of the story? I bet you are. "Oh boy, I love swimming. See ya," he said. Then she rushed to the bank and put crackers in the trees. "You get one. You get one. Oh, so do you," she said as she went. She put cheese in the lake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 rolls of cheese in the lake. It's nice they float. An angel food cake in the bushes. "You get cake, you get cake, everybody gets cake." In half an hour, they went to the bank. Well, John's appetite was large. He loved a good meal, and he hadn't had one because he'd skipped lunch so he could go swimming. But when he saw that angel food cake in the bushes, his eyes grew round. "Do you see what I see?" he asked her. "Is that angel food cake in the bushes?" she said. "Well, you can go ahead and eat it. I'm stuffed," she said, patting her stomach. He devoured it quickly, and then he looked up towards the treetops. "Oh my goodness, crackers in the trees!" He bounded towards it, and he gobbled them up. And then she said, "Let's go swimming. I'm getting tired of just sitting on the bank." When he got in the water, he saw something floating around. "Is that a shark or something?" he said. "Let's see," she said. "Oh my goodness, it's cheese! How did it get there?" Well, as soon as they went home, she said, "I wouldn't tell anyone about this. You know, this place must be magical." But he said, "Okay, I will." But then he ran into town saying, "Guys, guys, by the lake, it's magical. There's fruitcake." And he revealed all their adventures, only to have them laugh. "Ha! Why would there be fruitcake in the bushes? Ha! Why would there be crackers in the cheese? I mean trees. And why would there be cheese in the water?" They all thought he was crazy, so he ran to her house saying, "Why did you do this to me? Why? That place wasn't magical. I bet you just did something to it." And she said, "Yes. You know, that might teach you a lesson about gossiping." That night, they hosted the party, and it was so amazing. Nobody knew about it except her and John. Everybody thought it was crazy because John hadn't told. Well, that's a story that has to be told. This is the end of episode number 3 of Here's Your Stories. Hope you enjoyed it.